Continuing my theme of things that happen as a result of menopause that have nothing to do with your vulva and vagina, today's topic is how hormones impact what's happening in your gastrointestinal tract. And it was news to me that estrogen levels can impact on the likelihood of reflux, your gut microbiome, and even the frequency and consistency of your poop. I'm Dr. Lauren Stryker, a gynecologist, best-selling author, and a nationally recognized menopause expert. When it comes to menopause, midlife, and what comes after, I'm betting you've not gotten a lot of information from your own doctor. If women are given good information, they'll make good choices. And I'm here to give you the inside information. When I lecture medical students, I always make a point of saying that no matter what specialty you plan on pursuing, you really need to know something about menopause. Now, while I say that as a general statement, I'm usually thinking about specialties like OBGYN, internal medicine, family medicine, endocrinology, cardiology, orthopedics. Pediatricians, pretty much off the hook when it comes to knowing about menopause, other than dealing with mothers who are going through menopause. Gastroenterology is another specialty that, if asked, I probably would have said that menopause doesn't come up much in gastroenterology. But recently, I came across a number of articles about the connection between hormones and the gut. And then this question came in.
Hi, Dr. Stryker. My name's Audrey, and I have a question about hormones and acid reflux. When I was going through perimenopause, I developed acid reflux for the very first time in my life. I took some medication and eventually managed to get it under control with that and some dietary controls. And I've noticed that it's gotten a lot better since I've entered menopause. So I was just wondering if there is a connection between hormones and acid reflux, and any light you can shed on it would be most appreciated.
Audrey, there is absolutely a connection between menopause and acid reflux, but the impact of hormones on the gut is complicated and not fully understood. Part of that is because it hasn't been well studied. I can pretty much guarantee that most gastroenterologists are not usually thinking about menopause, and honestly, menopause experts are generally not thinking about the GI system. So when it comes to gut health, a lot of other factors come into play. So, starting with reflux. Normally, there's a circular band of tissue between the esophagus and stomach. This band of tissue relaxes to allow food and liquids to flow into the stomach and ideally snap shut so that the contents of the stomach stay in the stomach. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, also known as GERD, G-E-R-D, occurs when some of the contents of the stomach, instead of their making their way down into the intestines, go back up into the esophagus, causing heartburn along with a really unpleasant bitter taste in the mouth. Being overweight, certain foods, alcohol, and caffeine can trigger GERD. But the GI tract is also highly influenced by hormones. Pregnancy and menopause are both known risk factors for GERD. But that's kind of weird, since during pregnancy, estrogen levels are sky high. And during menopause, estrogen is non-existent. So while it's safe to say that hormones play a role, is the problem if estrogen levels are too high, or is the problem if estrogen levels are too low? Evidently, the answer is both. Estrogen and progesterone relax smooth muscles in the GI tract, including that all-important sphincter at the bottom of the esophagus. So high levels of estrogen make reflux worse. Pregnancy has the extra added bonus of a growing uterus, increasing intra-abdominal pressure, which is why up to 80% of pregnant women have GERD. There's a lot of data on GERD in pregnancy, but the data post-menopause, pretty sparse. In a 2008 study, almost 42% of perimenopausal and 47% of menopausal women complained of upper GI symptoms. 80% of those peri- and post-menopausal women had never before been diagnosed with reflux. Overall, this study found that menopausal women were almost three times more likely to have GERD symptoms compared to premenopausal women. There's not a lot of explanation in the medical literature as to why, when estrogen levels go down, reflux goes up. It actually doesn't make a lot of sense, since estrogen makes the muscles relax. There's some discussion that progesterone is protective of the sphincter. It's the decrease in progesterone more than the decrease in estrogen that's the problem. My theory is that we know that a lack of estrogen decreases muscle tone and relaxation of the muscles in the airway, causing a rise in sleep apnea post-menopause. Maybe the same thing's happening with the esophageal sphincter. In any case, while it's not clear why, the numbers don't lie, and women postmenopause have a significant uptick in GERD. So if GERD is at least partially regulated by a lack of estrogen and progesterone, what happens when you add hormone therapy into the mix? On one hand, if menopause makes it worse, estrogen therapy should make it better. But if higher levels of estrogen make it worse, like we see in pregnancy, hormone therapy's not going to help. So what does the data say? One interesting study looked at Swedish twins. In this group, the risk of reflux was 32% higher in women taking estrogen therapy. But birth control pills in the same group did not cause an uptick in GERD. And birth control pills have much higher estrogen levels than hormone therapy. So explain that one. Likewise, an analysis from the Nurses Health study showed that the risk of gastroesophageal reflux symptoms significantly increased with increasing dose and length of exposure to hormone therapy. And then there was a well-designed 2023 study published in Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology that took another look at the impact of hormone therapy on GERD, confirming that at least some gastroenterologists are paying attention to menopause. This was a huge study. They divided almost 900,000 postmenopause women into five groups. Group one, no hormone therapy. Group two, estrogen only. Group three, progesterone only. Group four, estrogen and progesterone. And group five was a control group that they gave an SSRI. In the estrogen only group, there was an increase in GERD. In the progesterone only group, taking progesterone didn't make it worse, but it didn't make it better either. So much for being protective. In the group that took both estrogen and progesterone, there was also an increase in GERD. This is evidently a hot topic right now because in the June 2023 issue of Menopause, there was a big review article on GERD and menopause. In this article, investigators conducted a review of all of the published randomized controlled trials and observational studies. Of the 84 studies they looked at, only five were included in the final analysis, meaning only five of those studies were well designed enough to consider. But still, those combined studies included over a million participants. A significant association between hormone therapy and GERD was reported in all five studies, including women who took estrogen alone and women who took both estrogen and progesterone. However, lower GERD risk was reported in women receiving estrogen progesterone therapy compared to those receiving only estrogen therapy or only progesterone therapy. Now, one huge limitation to all these studies is you have to wonder if the results would be different in transdermal versus oral preparations. Don't know the answer to that one. Bottom line, I think it's fair to say that GERD increases in frequency with menopause and hormone therapy is not going to be beneficial and in some cases may make things worse. It's also important to keep in perspective that a lot of other things are going on when menopause hits, like weight gain, maybe more wine with dinner. Just saying. So things like watching the alcohol and also not lying down right after a heavy meal might help. But this whole thing was really confusing to me. And I'm not an expert in gastroenterology, so I decided to bring someone in who is. Dr. Michael Ruckham is a clinical associate professor of medicine, gastroenterology, and hepatology at Northwestern University. We go back a long way. When I was a medical student, he was the intern who was my supervisor during my internal medicine rotation. Now, traditionally, interns are really nasty to medical students, but Dr. Ruckham was always really nice to me and equally nice to all the other clueless med students that truthfully just made more work for him. Since then, for the last couple of decades, he has been my go-to person, not only for referrals, but to answer any GI questions I have. So I gave him a call. I think he was a little surprised when I told him I wanted to talk about the impact of menopause on the GI system, but he was really nice. So he said, sure, ask away. So here's my conversation with Dr. Ruckham. So my first question to you, Dr. Ruckham, is, has the word menopause ever left your lips during an office visit?
Quite honestly, it is not necessarily brought up. You know, I may see somebody that's coming in with reflux or heartburn, regurgitation into their mouth, and that would be their symptom, but there's never been specifically menopause related.
To the point of this question that came in, And I'm just not asking only about you, but just gastroenterologists in general. Do you think that when a woman comes in who's, you know, late 40s, never had reflux in her life, and now she comes in with new onset reflux, does the topic of hormones and menopause even come up? Because the literature is pretty clear that it does get worse at the time of menopause, which I didn't know until I started reading about it. So I'm wondering if that's something that is commonly appreciated by gastroenterologists or not so much.
It's really not so much. We would be more approaching it that reflux is more common in male or female as they get older.
Yeah.
We notice that the lower esophageal sphincter gets looser with age. It gets more of a problem if someone gets overweight, where there's more pressure on them.
Which happens midlife, of course.
And after menopause, they may gain weight as right. part of that. But right. So it's usually more in the realm of GI that it's you're getting older, whether you're a male or female, and not so much menopause.
We know that there is a relationship between hormones and the sphincter. I mean, we see it in pregnancy all the time, and part of that's mechanical. You've got a baby pushing up, and that's going to create a problem. But even women early in pregnancy, before the uterus is pushing up on the sphincter, they have a lot of problems with GERD. And the mantra has always been, well, it's those sky-high estrogen levels that's causing the problem. So on one hand, we're saying, okay, in menopause, estrogen levels drop and GERD gets bad. But in pregnancy, estrogen levels go up and GERD gets bad. And then the one study that they actually gave hormone therapy to women to see if that helped in menopause, it just made it worse.
Made it worse.
Do you have an explanation for that?
That's a real conundrum, because at face value, Lauren, it makes no sense. Estrogens, we know, relax the lower esophageal sphincter. So they would make sense that they would make reflux worse by relaxing it, just like other things that relax it, chocolate, peppermint, caffeine, they can relax it and make GERD worse. Why in menopause, when the estrogen levels go down, you would think that it would make reflux better, and it doesn't. It actually, menopause makes it worse, and that's irrespective of weight gain. So I don't have an answer for it. It seemingly doesn't make sense.
Well, as much as I wish you had a good answer, I also feel good that you don't, because I don't feel so stupid for not being able to figure it out myself. So thank you for that. Now, the other thing we don't have an answer for, because it hasn't been studied, is when we give women hormone therapy, it's either going to be an oral therapy or a transdermal therapy, which of course bypasses the liver. So I wonder, and I have no idea, but I wonder if we were to give women transdermal hormone therapy, would that not impact GERD the way oral does? You know, is it that trip through the GI tract, through the liver, that impacts? I don't know. I have no idea. Or is it just the levels of estrogen going up? I don't know.
Unless there's been a specific study, I wouldn't know, but I wouldn't think so. I would think it's the estrogen circulating and not the fact that it's in the GI tract.
I'm going to circle back to Dr. Ruckham in a bit, because GERD is not the only gastrointestinal condition impacted by hormones. Estrogen impacts the gastrointestinal microbiome, which at least partially explains why the microbiome changes from childhood to puberty, pregnancy, and menopause. Alterations in the microbiome are associated with a lot of GI conditions, such as irritable bowel syndrome. Young women with irritable bowel are well aware that their symptoms change throughout a menstrual cycle as their hormones fluctuate, not to mention the GI symptoms that some women get with their menstrual cramps. So while I'm on the subject of GI issues and menopause, there was another article recently in the journal Menopause, specifically addressing the relationship between gastrointestinal activity and menopause symptoms. Specifically, if how often someone poops correlates with hot flashes and insomnia. And I have to admit, it's not something that I ever really thought about. Anyway, in this study, there were 693 women. The study was done in Lithuania, but I doubt there's a big difference between pooping in Lithuanian women and U.S. women. The premise of the study was that hormones influence the gut microbiome. Therefore, gut bacteria change with the onset of menopause. We know that to be true. And since stool consistency and frequency of defecation are related to the gut microbiota, menopause is going to impact on how often someone poops and the firmness of the poops. Okay, got that part. But the purpose of this study was to see if there was a relationship between menopausal symptoms and frequency of bowel movements. And there was. Participants were divided into four groups. Group one were the power poopers. They moved their bowels more than 2 times per day. Most women fell into group two, the predictable poopers, women who go 1 or 2 times a day. Group three, the passable poopers, are women who poop 3 to 6 times per week. And finally, group four, the pathetic poopers, aka the constipated club, women who only poop 1 to 2 times per week. The results? The frequency of bowel movements correlated with the severity of menopause symptoms, such as hot flashes and insomnia. The worse the symptoms, the less someone pooped. So unfair that women who flash and don't sleep are also the most likely to be suffering from chronic constipation. So did symptoms like having a lot of hot flashes cause stress and anxiety, which in turn caused constipation? Did women with no sleep stop exercising, which was associated with constipation? Is the increase in cortisol and inflammation that occurs with hot flashes messing with the GI tract? Or is the change in microbiome triggering hot flashes? Another study I came across published in November of 2023 altered diet in menopausal women to see if a change in the microbiome would impact their flashes. There were 84 women in this study who complained of moderate to severe hot flashes. Half the women were put on a low-fat vegan diet along with a daily half cup of cooked soybeans. Total hot flashes decreased by 95% during that dietary intervention. Severe hot flashes disappeared, and moderate to severe hot flashes decreased by 96% in women with specific changes in their microbiome. This was a relatively small study and only lasted 12 weeks, so there could have been a lot of placebo stuff going on, but still pretty interesting. And while diet in and of itself has never been found to impact hot flashes in any significant way, the premise of this study is that it's the change in the gut microbiome which may be the factor contributing to flashes. Lots more research needs to be done in this area, but it's still an interesting association and one more example of how menopause has consequences and impacts area of the body and bodily function that has nothing to do with vulvas or vaginas. The whole thing is kind of confusing because while a lot of GI symptoms are associated with changes in hormone levels during menopause, it's not clear if menopause symptoms are driving the GI symptoms or the GI changes are driving the severity of the symptoms. Okay, so here's my question. We've already established that hormone therapy makes GERD worse, but GERD isn't the only GI problem. And since a lack of estrogen is driving so many of these GI issues, what impact is hormone therapy going to have? Well, for starters, it's well established that women on hormone therapy have lower rates of colon cancer than women not on hormone therapy. And some studies also suggest that hormone therapy is protective for esophageal and stomach cancer. Okay, but then we've got the GERD thing. GERD gets worse on hormone therapy. Are you confused? I'm confused. I really have no idea why any of this would be happening. So again, I turned to Dr. Ruckham to see if he had anything to say on this one. So Michael, thanks for sticking around. I know gastroenterologists have a passion for poop, so I knew you'd want to weigh in on this one. All right, moving on to poop. There was a study that came out not too long ago that looked at the correlation between the frequency of bowel movements with the severity of menopause symptoms, such as hot flashes and insomnia. Is it that the change in the GI microbiota is causing worse symptoms, or are the symptoms causing the change in the microbiota, which is kind of what I tend to think? If someone has hot flashes, we know that there's an inflammatory reaction, which can cause all kinds of havoc throughout the body, and I assume in the GI tract as well.
This is one of the hottest areas of study in GI. We do know that if you transplant an obese mouse's stool into a thin mouse, they will get overweight. We're aware that the microbiome will affect things like depression, anxiety.
Which way is it? Is it that depression, anxiety, and stress affect the microbiome, or does a bad microbiome increase the risk of being stressed and anxious?
We believe it's the bad microbiome that releases chemicals that will affect that. Let me give you a common example. We've known for years that if a cirrhotic patient had protein, that they make the gut microbiome makes nitrogen. And if the liver can't get rid of that, they can get encephalopathy.
Can you define cirrhotic?
It's a liver disease where there's scarring in the liver. Could be from multiple things, chronic hepatitis B or C, alcohol, autoimmune conditions, but the liver has been inflamed and it heals with scarring.
Yeah. So cirrhotic is just a general term that really is talking about a liver that's not functioning normally, that has something wrong with it.
Correct. And the liver clears a lot of things. And when it's cirrhotic, it may not clear it as well. And we know there are chemicals that are released by the gut microbiome in a cirrhotic that may affect their level of thinking and alertness and awareness. And we've learned over many years to either restrict protein in the diet to help people or to use an antibiotic to change the microbiome. And this is the hottest field of research right now in GI, is how can we manipulate the microbiome that may affect many things, cancer, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, but like I said, obesity, depression, anxiety, heart disease. The microbiome is more than just bacteria in the colon. It is really something that affects our whole well-being.
It's so interesting. And I'm going to go out on a limb and ask you a question that's unfair because there's no data, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What you're saying is, theoretically, if this alteration in the gastrointestinal microbiome might be triggering hot flashes, just like it triggers a lot of other inflammatory responses throughout the body, theoretically, if we change the diet the right way, that might impact on hot flashes, right? I mean, we don't know, but I'm just, you know, from if you're like just thinking.
It's an interesting theory, and it makes sense. It just would need to undergo some studies to prove it. Yeah.
But it is kind of interesting because I never even thought about the impact of the gut microbiome and what triggers hot flashes. Because look, we know that 100% of women stop making estrogen, but only 80% of them get hot flashes. So we've got 20% of people with the same levels of estrogen, you know, zero, that don't get hot flashes. And no one has ever really been able to figure out why some people get hot flashes and other people do not. You know, I mean, there's some genetic component and all that, but there's something. Maybe it's all in the gut. Maybe that's where it all starts. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting thought.
Listen, only one of five heavy alcoholics get liver disease. The others don't. There's just a lot of things we don't know.
We don't. Is there anything I haven't asked you about menopause in the gut that you just want to throw out there while I've got you?
Everything you've brought up is fertile discussion for research. We should be studying women's microbiome pre and postmenopausal and see if there is a diversity change of the ones that get hot flashes. To me, that would be an interesting study. Maybe there is some manipulation of the microbiome that would help. Maybe there is some antibiotic to change the microbiome, but fertile areas for research in the future.
Yeah, I end a lot of my podcasts like that. We need a lot more information and we just don't know, but it is interesting. Thank you for helping me out on this because I am very clueless if it's not below the belt and the GI system goes way above the belt.
Really, menopause doesn't get brought. The only time it would be brought in, Lauren, into the discussion with reflux is just like any doctor. You say, have you been put on a recent medication? And if the answer is, yeah, I was put on hormone replacement therapy 4 months ago and my bad reflux started 3 months ago, that's when you might say, let's stop it. But that's in any good medical history. You always say, has there been a new drug that's a variable?
Yeah.
Other than that, menopause never really gets brought in. It's really in our thinking and maybe incorrectly, it's just that you got older and reflux is common in anybody when they get older.
Right. Well, it's the theme that's recurrent throughout everything I say. Is it menopause or is it midlife? And sometimes it's one, sometimes the other, but more often than not, it's both.
Right.
Okay. Summing this all up. Menopause is definitely associated with an increase in GERD. Hormone therapy in some women is going to make it worse. A change in hormones impacts the gut microbiome. The change in microbiome impacts on many gastrointestinal diseases and may possibly also impact on menopause symptoms. Women with the most severe menopause symptoms are also the most likely to be constipated. and nobody knows why.
I'm Dr. Lauren Stryker, and thank you for joining me. You will find lots more information in my Inside Information books available on Amazon.com. And follow Francie as she navigates her way through vaginal dryness, hot flashes, and pretty much every menopausal symptom you can think of.
Taking back your day.